So what do we have, just to conclude, what do we have? Well, what we have is a religion without God. And that seems to me absolutely fundamental to an understanding of the Buddhist path. The number one thing we have is ourselves. That's what the religion without God is about. It's about us. It's about you. We've got our minds. We've got our hearts. We've got our bodies. We've got our poetic souls. We've got our experience. We've got our consciousnesses. We've got our relationships. We've got our perceptions. We've got our joys and we've got our sorrows. And we've got our ability to learn. That's what we've got. And that is all absolutely magnificent. It's more magnificent than winged chariots and divine beings. It's magnificent what we've got. The second thing we have in this religion is the Buddha's Dharma. We have knowledge of the Buddha's teaching, and we've got knowledge of a path that helps us navigate the kind of reality that that teaching tries to describe. It's a grown-up path, it's an autonomous, self-responsible path, and it's rooted in ethics, meditation and wisdom, which is what I'm going to talk about in the next 3 weeks. And it's all the more fruitful because it's rooted in mystery. And it's a mystery that you can always reach for at the horizon. The last thing we have is each other. The Sangha, the third jewel of Buddhism. We've got each other. And it's a radical community of values. We are a radical community of values. And that is also pretty magnificent. It's personal and it's collective. The Buddhist path, the Buddhist religion, as the thing that's most important to you, is collective. We're not a church. We're not just a place to have a comfortable view of things confirmed, to have nice cups of tea and meet nice people and hear some good stuff and go back to our normal lives. We're not here to confirm each other in that kind of reality. We're not here to challenge each other all the time either. You should be as prepared to listen as you are to challenge, but sometimes you should be prepared to challenge yourself as much as you are to settle for things. We don't indulge each other. We don't just accept everybody's foibles and say that's how things are. We respond with kindness, but we're all reaching for something much more than that. And we share a sense of possibility. We share our glimpses of the vision that the Buddha is talking about. And we share it here and now, in this world, in this life, in this city, in this room, in this community. That's what we do. In a certain sense, everyone is the teacher. It's not that you have to listen to everybody equally and to what they say, but when somebody annoys you by saying the wrong thing, or they sniff through your meditation and it really irritates you, or you just don't like the cut of their jib, or their face, or something about them, they are the teacher because you are coming up against yourself. It's the mirror of the Dharma. It's the mirror of the Sangha. Everyone is your teacher, and we're all in it together. And people coming together and exploring what's most important to them has always been the province of religion. That's what everyone is trying to do. But our religion, Buddhism, is something that does it in a fundamentally different way, because it's beautifully and wonderfully and mysteriously a religion without God. So for the next few weeks, we're going to explore this in more detail. We're going to look at sex, we're going to look at death, and we're going to look at magic.
Sounds like an HBO show.
It is an HBO show.